The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Stevie Ray, there it is, baby. 7:06 on Joe Piscopo's show. Not me. Yeah, you know what? With all humility, it's the Piscopo, Morano, Gattulo, Debbie Duhaime show. Okay, thank you, Debbie. And it is. But we call it the Piscopo show because it's just like a go-to kind of identity. Hey, we are on AM 970, The Answer. We are YouTubing. We are Facebooking. And thank you for letting us get that silly hour out of our system last hour. We just had to do that. Let's get into the basics right now. Paul Steinhauser, kind enough to join us from New Hampshire live. He's a campaign reporter for Fox News and a great, great talent, and kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Paul, good morning, my friend. Thanks for jumping on the air with us, man.
Hey, Joe, good to be with you. Last week it was Iowa, now it's New Hampshire. Let's do it again. We'll do Nevada and South Carolina coming up soon.
Oh, you know what? Don't say that. We love having you, Paul. That would be great. So give us the breakdown on New Hampshire. What are you hearing? What's going on? Buttigieg looks apparently, but is it just Buttigieg and Bernie? Is that who's going to end up surfacing in this primary?
It looks like it's Bernie's state to win, right? If he doesn't win, it's he doesn't meet expectations. He's ahead in the final polls. He's bringing in huge crowds, or huge, as he would say. It's Bernie's state to win. And we expect him to win. It's almost baked in now that Bernie Sanders is going to win here. This is a state where he trounced Hillary Clinton 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Buttigieg came out of Iowa raging, right?
Yeah.
He's skyrocketing in the polls. Right now, the final public opinion polls that came out yesterday and late Sunday night, he's in second place. One of those two polls, though, suggested that he was losing steam over the weekend, and he was doing that at the expense of Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. But I will say, Joe, the crowds were really, really large for Buttigieg as well all weekend. So there seems to be a lot of enthusiasm for him. It's really a battle for third place. That's the big question. And who's going to finish third? Is it going to be Senator Elizabeth Warren from neighboring Massachusetts? Mm. Is it going to be the former Vice President Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Or is Klobuchar going to surprise people and maybe edge those two out for third? And listen, if Biden or Warren doesn't finish third, especially for Biden, boy, this is a lot of trouble. His firewall in South Carolina starts burning down, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, it really does. You're right, Paul. So and Klobuchar looked good in that last debate, and I could not, for the life of me, figure out Klobuchar's allure at all. And I had a friend tell me, a man I have great respect for, he says, watch Amy Klobuchar. Then she started to talk at this last debate, making sense and respectfully going up against Bernie and Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. And I think that she at least surfaced. But it looks like it's going to be Bernie, Buttigieg. What could you tell me, Paul? You're the expert, man. You're the professional. You're down there. You see it. When you see Buttigieg live, I'm failing to see the allure of Buttigieg, this South Bend, Indiana mayor, former mayor. What is the lure with that, do you think?
You know, he's the fresh young face. He's 38 years old. He's the youngest one in the field.
Okay.
He'll make history if he wins the White House and be the first openly gay president. He's an Afghanistan war vet, so he's got that as well. He's a very accomplished, for his age, I got to say, Joe, I've seen a lot of him. I've interviewed him a bunch.
Yeah.
Very well accomplished, a very good speaker, almost that allure of Obama in a way. So I can see why people are attracted to him. He's more of a moderate like Biden and like Klobuchar. He's not further to the left like Bernie Sanders or Warren. And a lot of people in the party like that. But there's a lot of people who are worried that, A, he's A, too young, and B, the only thing he's ever done is the mayor of a city that's about 100,000 people.
Yeah, and now they're questioning. Did you see them go after his military record, too? I mean, I can't talk. I never had the privilege to serve, man, but they said he went there. He just went there a couple of weeks. He just stayed in an office job, and he didn't go through any basic training to get there, and they're trying to tear that apart. So you know that he is indeed a threat. But you're looking at, I'm thinking Bernie, yeah, definitely Bernie. But do you think Biden can recover if he does win in South Carolina. And I'm thinking now, if he loses, like you just said, Biden, will they just bury him in South Carolina now?
Yeah, Biden's got a couple of issues, right? He's underperforming. That's never good in politics, right? He's not meeting expectations.
Yeah.
His campaign's been writing off New Hampshire, and the candidate himself has basically been writing off New Hampshire for a couple of days. Some of his advisors already moved on to South Carolina. If he has another poor finish here, Joe, he's already hurting for campaign cash.
Yeah.
That only gets worse. You saw the national polls that came out last night and this morning. They have Bernie on top now. Remember, Joe was always on top in the nationals, and now Bloomberg is caught up with Joe Biden in the national polls. A poor finish here spells big trouble for Joe Biden. He's going to need Nevada and South Carolina to save his campaign. Otherwise, it's done.
We love Paul Steinhauser. You got the energy, brother. I love that early in the morning. That's what, no, I love it, man. You know, you know what you're talking about. You're up. And what? Let me ask you something. What's Dixville Notch? What is this bizarre tradition they do up there? Are you hip to this?
Oh yeah. Okay. So there are three towns. Dixville Notch is the most famous, the one everybody knows about. There's two others as well, way up there in northern New Hampshire.
Okay.
And they have this tradition of voting at midnight on primary day. So they've already voted. Dixville Notch had six people voting. So, you know, it's not like it's a big predictor. Three wrote in Bloomberg. Four wrote in Bloomberg, one for Sanders, and one for Buttigieg. So take it with a grain of salt, but everybody goes up there when they cast their ballot to Dixville Notch.
Wow, that's wild. So maybe do you think that will translate into what's happening throughout the whole state?
Not at all. It's six people in the northern part of the state. They do the same thing on election day as well. So it'll be, you know, how many votes for Trump and how many votes for whoever the Democratic nominee is.
Now, the president was up there yesterday, just up there, had a big rally. Did you get to see any of that, Paul?
No, but I was out there earlier in the day talking to a lot of his supporters.
Yeah.
I was with the Democrats last night. But I've been to plenty of Trump rallies back in 16 and this cycle as well. So, you know, the whole idea here, he did the same thing in Iowa. He went to Iowa a couple of days before the caucuses. The whole idea is to pump up. Well, first is to grab a little bit of the spotlight away from the Democrats. Number two, pump up the energy on Republicans. And that's really important here because not only is New Hampshire the first primary state, it's one of those battleground states, the smallest, but it's still a battleground state. He narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton by less than 3,000 votes 4 years ago. This is one of the states, Joe, that the Trump campaign thinks they can flip from blue to red. That's why they were here with a show of force, him, the vice president. Tons of people from the campaign were all up here yesterday. A lot of them are going to stay today.
Wow. And New Hampshire, independents can vote either Democratic or Republican in the primary, right, Paul?
I'm an independent, as we call them up here, undeclared voters. I'm going to go in a couple minutes after I'm done talking to you. I'm going to go vote. I'll pick I'll decide if I want to vote in the Democratic or Republican primary. And the second I'm over, I go back and redeclare myself as an independent. That's what you can do in New Hampshire.
See, if you're
an
independent. You never notice everything in New Hampshire makes sense. You're from there, then. you live there, actually. Is that what you're...
Oh, yeah, I live here. My wife's from here. She's a native, and we're raising our kids in this beautiful, beautiful state.
Wow, man. Live free or die. Is that what the mantra is? Because the taxes are, like, great. I've been up there. It really is a great, great place. It's very interesting that you stay up there, yet I guess you travel back and forth. But you're mostly on the road when you do your reporting. It's all over the United States, correct?
Yeah, Fox News sends me all over on the campaign trail. So, I do a lot of traveling. But I've been here a lot because a lot of the action's been here, obviously, and in Iowa up until now.
Okay.
That's going to change now.
But this is great. 7:14 with Joe Piscopo and Paul Steinhauser, a campaign reporter for Fox News, live from New Hampshire. So you're from New Hampshire. This is great. You got the feel. You got the flavor. You know the people, man. What's your prediction for the primaries today, Paul?
No, it's an easy one at the top, right? I think it's going to be Bernie Sanders. This is Bernie country, and then Buttigieg. But then I'm not going to make a prediction for third, but that's going to be key. Who finishes third, fourth, and fifth? And then, Joe, one last thing. A lot of these lower-tier candidates who are still in the race, and they're good people, like a Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts, Tulsi Gabbard, the Hawaii congresswoman. You're going to see some of these people to start dropping out tomorrow after they probably get shellacked tonight in the primary results here.
You're right. That's it. Paul, a great, great report. We really appreciate it. Keep us posted. We'll talk to you hopefully maybe, tomorrow or whenever you can. We appreciate it. And all the very best up there, Paul. And thanks for joining us always, my friend.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, man. Paul Steinhauser right there, campaign reporter for Fox News live from New Hampshire. Interesting how it's going to play out. And how does Bloomberg play out in all of this, do you think, Frankie? Five boroughs.
Well, I think in this race, in the New Hampshire contest, Bloomberg will be a non-factor because he's not on the ballot. So I think you'll see some people write him in.
When does he start joining the rest of the...
Super Tuesday. So he's not in the first four contests. He's not in Iowa, not in New Hampshire. He's not in South Carolina, and I don't believe he's in Nevada. So then you're talking Alabama and all the Super Tuesday states. He's banking everything on Super Tuesday.
Yeah, very interesting. And you know, though, I don't ever underestimate him. I don't. Mike Bloomberg.
Well, you can't underestimate anybody that can spend $2 billion with a snap of a finger, but especially Mike Bloomberg. He's, you know, built a company. He won a mayoral election that he was not expected to win, got reelected by a record margin, and then changed the law to get to serve a third term, which was totally unprecedented. So, yeah, I mean, you people underestimate him at their own peril. And I think what you're going to see here, if Biden finishes fifth in New Hampshire, I don't see how he really recovers from that. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to drop out of the race.
We're having fun and we're joking at 6 o'clock hour. But, you know, when we make a prediction, I said all along, he's not going to be a non-factor. So that's what gets me crazy about this Ukraine situation when they went after the president. President Trump knows that Biden wasn't going to show. He just knew it. President Trump has...
I don't think he thought... I mean, look, Biden could surprise some people tomorrow or today. But I don't think he thought Biden was going to do this poorly. I mean, to finish fourth in the first contest, fifth in the second, that's amazing.
It's his third time going in.
And the prohibitive favorite, though. But so I think once Biden bubble pops, you're going to see all of the establishment support that's propping up Biden go to one of two places, Mayor Pete or Mayor Bloomberg. So I think that's sort of what Bloomberg's counting on at this point.
Yeah.
So you're looking at either a Bloomberg-Bernie contest heading into Super Tuesday or a Buttigieg-Bernie contest heading into Super Tuesday.
I think Bernie, and I wish that he just didn't support Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib because the fact that he's a communist, you know, when he says it, you can't vote for him, but the fact he's so off the mark when he embraces these anti-Semites, and yet he's Jewish from Brooklyn, yet he still embraces the anti-Semites, for crying out loud, because right now, otherwise I would be rooting for him because I don't think he's going down. He got so crushed by Hillary. Mm. Hillary took him out. They're trying to take him out now.
Supporters are very fired up. My brother is a Bernie supporter, and I asked him, you know, if Buttigieg is the nominee, will you vote for Buttigieg in the general? He said, absolutely not. Bernie or bust.
Really? Yeah, I'm feeling that. So this will be interesting. And I'm telling you, like I said, Neil, yesterday, and I was just kind of riffing, I think it's going to be Bloomberg's going to come in. And what I don't understand, I thought the Democrats were at least more savvy than having their votes bought. And that's what Mike Bloomberg's doing. You know, when I see all those ads, you and I are so, maybe because we're so cynical, you know, I don't get persuaded by any TV ad. I know I could see the person, I can make my own opinion. I don't need a TV ad. But the TV ads that Bloomberg is putting on is actually persuading some people.
Well, you know what it helps with? It helps with name recognition, number one. It helps with people thinking, it helps with viability, people thinking you're a top-tier candidate, number two, even if you don't have the poll numbers to support that. And then three, I think there are some people, even in New Hampshire today, that are undecided. If you're undecided about whom to vote for and you don't like Donald Trump, and you see those ads, maybe some of them can be persuasive.
Yeah, interesting. And Tulsi's out, according to Paul.
She says she's staying into the convention, but, you know, I don't expect her to make much of an impact in today's contest. And unfortunately, I love her. If I was able to vote today, that's who I'd vote for. But she doesn't have the resources necessary to compete with a Bernie, a Buttigieg, a Klobuchar, a Warren, or a Sanders. The big thing, if Warren doesn't do well today, I don't see what the rationale is for her candidacy.
Thank you.
I mean, I would think that if she doesn't do well today, she's probably going to back out and endorse Bernie. I mean, that's
if she lines up with Bernie, that would be very interesting. Yeah. Vice president, you think?
Bernie does need a female, but I think he needs someone a little younger. I think he needs someone from a different area of the country and probably a minority. I would think probably he's more likely to pick a Stacey Abrams or a Kamala Harris.
Abrams, yeah, it's a good point.
I'm surprised that Klobuchar has risen because she had been buried for a long time really didn't hear that much about her, and she seems to be on the rise. I agree with you, Frank, though. Tulsi Gabbard, would certainly have been the right choice for a lot of people. If you're looking for somebody different, like, but people are screaming that Sanders is too far to one way and Warren is too far the other way.
But the Democrats are so in disarray that they can't see. They're right, so blinded with rage, they have no common sense anymore.
But you just said it a few minutes ago. Don't underestimate Michael Bloomberg. I think Bloomberg is the one that's going to be sticking around until the end.
Yeah,
and
well,
I think
he's got the money too.
Right,
yeah.
He's got the money too, and that's the thing. And I think at some point, I think he's going to change some people's minds. Like, all right, well, we've got Biden, we've got Sanders, and now we have this other guy who kind of aligns with of what
I know we
got
to run, but we chat about it later. But I think people are going to flock to Bloomberg or Buttigieg as a last-ditch effort to stop Sanders, because a lot of Democrats don't want a socialist, and Andrew Cuomo included. You know, he said if they put a socialist at the top of the ticket, they're going to label us all socialists.
Oh, look, it's far too much substance right now on the show.
All right.
What are we doing?
Back to funeral.
7:21. 7:21 with Joe on the radio. There's Debbie Duhame. Hi, Debbie. Debbie's checking traffic for you this morning on AM 970 The Answer.
Let's get down to business here and see what's happening, guys, on the road. 78 eastbound, still really tough getting out toward exit 4. It's all due to an accident. Really foggy here in Hunterdon County this morning. And then you're busy on 78 east out by exit 24 with another accident. 287 north, exit 17 into Bridgewater. An accident there. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 30. Outbound Lincoln, it's a disabled bus clear from the North Tube, 10 to 15 out at the Lincoln. It's still kind of busy this morning as you take a ride to the Belt. Eastbound Belt at Cropsey Ave. It's a multi-vehicle accident over there. And watch for slowdowns on the West Shore Expressway north of Victory Boulevard. An accident. Stop and go on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Bradley Ave right out through the Verrazano. Prepare for some delays on the Northern State West right by the Meadowbrook with an accident just cleared out of the way. And it looks like the Thruway South Exit 1 into Yonkers, a crash there as well. Rain today, foggy, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A federal judge is expected to rule today that T-Mobile and Sprint can merge. The Wall Street Journal says the parties have been notified of the imminent ruling. A coalition of state prosecutors challenged the merger, saying a combination would reduce competition. As part of T-Mobile and Sprint's settlement with the Justice Department, some of Sprint's prepaid phone plans will be sold to Dish Network. Daimler, the parent company of Mercedes-Benz, lost money in its recent quarter. It cited expenses related to its emissions cheating allegations. But Daimler is also paying its non-management employees a bonus of up to $650. It has had profit sharing since 1997. The Dow was up 174 yesterday. The Nasdaq added 108, and the S&P was up 24. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Joe on the radio, you got 5 minutes. Me and Al are going to try to do the math.
7:29.
Okay, don't get me silly. It's too early. You got to 7:29. Hey, Al, let's go to 7:30. 7:30 it is.
Sure. Not my dealership.
First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota. This is great, by the way. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota, right? All European models are excluded. But you're going to love it when you go over there because there's no shenanigans. Isn't that a great word, shenanigan? How about no rigmarole? That's the pasta I had, rigmarole. No, that was it. No. So, but there's none of that. When you go to Route 22 Toyota, Alex Kinsella, Iggy is there, and Carmelo, and Chris and Johnny. These are great folks who will make you feel comfortable. They'll offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You'll see that brand new showroom, the brand new customer lounge. the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. I'll tell you, it's great. And I love, and Iggy, the man who's the, like the boss over there at Route 22 Toyota, he's such a good guy, helping out the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, always worried to get you rid. And how many times have I told you here on here, when I call Route 22 Toyota, if Mikey needs a car? Well, he doesn't want a Toyota. Iggy, what do you got? They had another dealership in Freehold. I got the Jeep down in Freehold, man. You know, or I needed a part for my GM car, right, that I've had. And that I hold on to because I'm too cheap to get a new one. So I hold on. Iggy found the part in Brooklyn at one of the Bram Auto Group dealers. So anything that you need, you can find at Route 22 Toyota. So I invite you to go over there, and here's the way to start. If you call, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. This is sensational from Route 22 Toyota. It's 855-621-9949. I can't tell you enough about Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue Warren Ostrand, right there. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred! John, we got to get Fred on the air. Fred makes me, he is so funny. He is such a good guy. And Johnny, is that Michael? This is the Kakachi family from Michael's of Brooklyn. So when you go out to Avenue Warren Ostrand and you go to the spectacular restaurant, and all of our friends are there when we go out there. It's a great night. Larry David's been out there. Mariano Rivera been out there. Everybody goes to Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to go Avenue Warren Ostrand. You know why it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network? You think that's an easy title to get? It's not. And you know what? I said to Fred, how do you make the sauce so great? Why is the restaurant in such high demand, Fred? I don't know. He goes, am I right? I don't know. We just do it. And it's from the heart. It's true Italian, authentic Italian legacy right there at Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue Warren Ostrand. And then if, as you listen around the country, and thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. And we get your correspondence. And you could go to your supermarket, wherever you are, Little Rock, Nashville, South Carolina, Texas. Oh, yeah. You look on your supermarket shelves. You will see Michael's of Brooklyn. Look where it's made. Brooklyn, New York. Not made in China. Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn. It's American. It's Italian. It's authentic. It's Brooklyn in a jar, man. Best Italian sauce out there. But again, if you're in the metropolitan area, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue Warren Ostrand, right there at one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning. It's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Frankie Five Boroughs is here, 729. Big Al Gattulo is here. Darren Porcher will join us. Dr. Darren Porcher. He's coming in a little while. See, this is the thing. We are in Wall Street, and we are down. We are, like, right in the middle of Broad and Wall Street, and it's tough to get to sometimes where we are. So people are late. So I saw Jeanette Neshawa, Dr. Jeanette Neshawa. I saw her, she was on Tucker last night, and she's a frequent. She is great.
Yes, she is.
No, she is. So
I'm what?
So I texted her. I said, Jeanette. I said, great shot on Tucker, like that, as I was trying to get to bed. So she texted me back. She said, thank you. You were great on Neil Cavuto earlier. I caught your shot on Neil Cavuto. I said, thank you. So then I said, hopefully I'll see you in the studio soon. So she said, can you send a car? We just send a car, and I won't
Joseph,
be late.
Whatever you'd like.
And I said, of course we can send a car. We're not going to send a car.
You know, the other problem is...
The reason we're making money is because we don't send cars out.
Right. But there's another reason why traffic is a little bit of an issue around here this morning. There was a water main break on the other side near South Street.
That's causing
a lot of problems. Anybody coming down on the east side on the FDR Drive?
That's
where
the issue is.
Correct. Yeah. There was a water main break last night. Their crews are still working on it to get it fixed. There was a construction issue. Apparently, there was construction going on underneath the Manhattan Bridge where they needed to get to a valve to shut the water off, and that's causing a lot of the problem. That's why there's traffic on the east side and to get down here.
Yeah, so. But, man, I'm telling you, what they don't understand at City Hall is if a little glitch like that, if there's a truck unloading, and the trucks, by the way, if you're a truck driver, God bless you. I don't know how they do it. Hardest job in the world. But they park right in the middle of the street. They unload. And everybody lets it go. And then there's construction on one side of the street. A truck's unloading. They squeeze us through. The traffic flow of the city is non-existent. There is no thought process in the traffic flow. So, God forbid, there is a main that breaks.
Right.
They close it down for 6 months. It's ridiculous.
It's an aging infrastructure, obviously. The pipes under there are old, and they're subject to these types of things. Plus, we've had a lot of rain over the last couple of weeks, which exasperates the situation. I do think the mayor had a smart idea of trying to limit delivery. Yeah, I mean, once in a blue moon, he comes up with something, falls or whatever. I mean, he eats his pizza with a knife and fork. But anyway, I did think that he came up with a good idea of trying to limit deliveries to the nighttime, to overnight.
Excuse me, Frank, who's been saying that?
You have.
I've been saying that
forever. So maybe he is listening, and he stole your idea. But my point is,
let him steal the idea.
I think it's a good idea. The problem is getting number one is getting truck drivers on board to do that.
Yeah,
number
two, that's true.
Businesses that will stay open to accept these deliveries. Yeah. That's a lot of times. I mean, I hate to use this as an example, but a buddy of mine was having beer delivered to a particular restaurant.
I knew
and
this
they,
would have a beer reference in it.
But this is part of it. They get to the restaurant and there's nobody there to accept the order, and it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, how do you not have somebody there at 11 o'clock to accept a delivery?
So it
would be the same thing at night if somebody's coming in at 2-3 in the morning.
It was not
to make
this
a delivery.
Bad. When Michael Bloomberg was mayor, it was not this bad.
Why don't we take a break now? And this way we'll have time for both Dr. Porcher and Paul DiGiacomo will
what
be able to
What do you think? You're producing the show?
Sorry, yeah. I mean,
well, no, I mean, Dr.
Darren.
Darren's here.
Come on in. Darren, yeah, we'll take a break. Darren is the man. You made it.
What's going on?
Looking good. How are you, my friend?
What's going on, man?
Good to see you. Good to see you, doctor. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Sorry I'm running late.
So good. No, it's all right. Is it crazy out there?
Well, the one thing is I'm black, so I'm actually early.
It's 7. I was supposed to be here at 7:25. It's 7:33. What? I'm actually early. I'm a black guy. What? They should have told me to be here at 6 a.m.
It's my fault.
And then I would have got here at 7:25.
I apologize.
You are the first.
You gotta follow the natural order.
What would your race have anything to do with time, doctor? I mean, really?
We as black people are consistent when it comes to time. We are. So actually, I'm early. Matter of fact,
please. Hey, I have to tell you, this is one of the best dressed guys as well. Look at it. If I may, your socks. Who wears light socks? Excuse me. Look at Uncle Joe with the light socks. If you would, Darren, let me see your socks, brother. Let me see him. Look at it. Look at that. Come on now. There, whoa. Yeah.
We go back to Boomerang. You got to coordinate, right? You can't stop there.
Mushroom
you got to keep
mushroom
going,
jacket.
Right? I got the mushroom underwear under here. You ready, Joe? You want to
see? Oh, my God. This is your perfect morning. You're in the right mood for us this morning. It's like, oh, after all this, how are you, Lieutenant?
I'm good.
Good to see you, man.
Glad to see you, too, you Joe. Well, especially with the blue. What are those, alligator or crocodile shoes?
You know, I don't think we killed
this
an animal.
This guy is playing no games here at all. Hey, look, you know what's so crazy? When we hear about these people that are fur activists and things to that effect,
those are
the same people that'll sit in a leather chair. So you tell me. If there's not a conflict there, I don't know what it is.
I don't mind the cow that I'm sitting on right now. But when I have if I got whacked a crocodile or a snake, I think that's what happened with these shoes or something like that. But people like blue, man. I got blue shoes, you know. Look at them. I got blue shoes. People notice them, boom, like that. I'm telling you. I never was really that fashionable, you know. I just kind of got into this later in life, you know.
Joe, you've always been a fashionable guy.
Oh, God, you know.
You kidding me?
The vest is a nice touch, man. I got to check that out.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Very nice. All good with you?
I'm good. I'm great.
I see you have Fox News. You're like busy all the time, 24/7, man.
I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing, yeah. But I love coming on this show, no, especially with you. Joe, I told you before, you're my idol going back years ago on Saturday Night Live.
How old were you? You had to be 5 years old.
Actually, Eddie Murphy looked up to you probably, right?
I was like, I tell
you
what.
He was your understudy, right?
You know what? There were times I felt like a big brother because when he hit the success and it was so big, and then it got, I mean, seriously, he would get, it would get some derogatory racial mail, and I'm being kind, but, okay. And he would come to me, and okay. I'd say, hey, man, just please don't even think about that. That's just some crazies out there. And I was very protective of him when we would go out, because okay. He was like Elvis when he went out, and okay. I was like the big brother. So there was that kind of element like that, you know?
Okay, you know? Cool. It's so weird. I remember seeing Joe with the guns out and all of that. Now, yeah, see, sure. There we go.
What are you working with?
28s or 30s?
Man, I'll tell you what. I just started working out now we have a gym. You living in New York? Don't give us your address.
I live in New York.
What house? No, because you know what? You can come down to, we got a gym down in Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey.
Okay.
How cool is that, man? We could work out together, huh?
Whenever you're ready, hey. You know? We can start doing push-ups on the break here, right? Let's up the ante now.
You know, NYPD lieutenant and criminal justice professor at Pace University, and a former Army officer. What a resume, man.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
So
that means a lot coming from you.
Nah, man. You know, my daddy was in the Second World War. I told you that. He was a captain
in the United States Army Air Corps.
In front of a class, you must just rip it up. I mean, when you're a professor.
Well, there's ups and downs, you know, because when you look at the way the liberal base is moving, the agenda is shifted into the classroom. And oftentimes, sometimes it's a war with me. But by and large, it works out pretty well. I think that I have a good relationship with the students are coming in my class,
but every now and then you have
an outlier that you got to take down.
The students come in liberal-minded already, you think?
Non-stop. When I tell you non-stop, I mean, I got, you know, it's funny. When we look at this thing about, you know, eradicating the police in the subway system and bringing down the fares, who's going to pay for this?
Okay, fine.
All right. We remove the police, then we create the movie The Purge, right? Now we got a situation where people are going to pay. It's the same people that are complaining about cops being in a subway are the same people that will immediately dial 911 when someone snatches the iPhone
because it's
buried in their lap. So
thank you.
You tell me.
You know, that's the thing that you can't forget, that when people are in stressed areas and the police are vilified sometimes in these areas, that the first person you're going to call is a cop. Your thoughts on what happened in the Bronx, man? We were so lucky. When people, we go like this.
Yeah.
You make sign of the cross. Three cops could have been killed. We could have had funerals all today by the grace of God. And this guy, this creep, was arrested. And then they let him out. What the heck's going on, man?
Tragic example of the vilification of police. One of the things, I worked in that neighborhood, and we go back to Fort Apache, the movie Fort Apache in the Bronx, back in
the
1970s.
You're too young for that.
I'm 53 years old. Paul Newman starred in this movie, Fort Apache, the Bronx. That was that same area, the 401 precinct, Simpson Street, Longwood, et cetera. So when we look at what happened there, this was kind of like a kickback of what happened in the 70s.
And it
was a tragic situation. We had this madman that said, look, you know what? I'm going to shoot two cops. But that wasn't enough. You can't stop there. Then he takes it into the precinct and picks up where he left off 12 hours later. And it gets back to, what is the temperament that we're setting in this city in terms of law-abidingness? And I'm not saying that everyone has to follow the letter of the law, but this is an extreme case because now we have a situation where we have a person that's willing to take out cops.
Yeah.
If that person is willing to take out cops, what does that mean for your 80-year-old grandmother or your pregnant wife when you're in the street? We're living in a society that needs to have law and order, and this is a clear reflection of the
misdirection that the politicians are taking the city in as a result.
Do you have time to stay with us, man?
I got a bed laid out, man. What are you kidding me? I came to eat and drink for free. I'm not going nowhere.
Dr. Darren Porcher, man, this guy is a true star. He has served this country so and continues to do so valiantly. Please stay with us, all right?
I'm locked in.
We love Dr. Darren Porcher staying with us. We're going to take a break with Big Al at 7:39 with Joe on the radio. Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A number of New Jersey medical marijuana patients may one day be able to get their weed while skipping a trip to the doctor's office. A bill sponsored by Monmouth County-based State Senator Declan O'Scanlan that would okay telemedicine consultations for medical grass passed the Senate yesterday by a 36-1 count. O'Scanlan says medical marijuana has proven to be an effective drug and improving access options is both a wise and compassionate move. The next step would be passage in the state assembly before reaching the governor's desk, but the assembly has yet to introduce a version to consider. A judge in Albany blocking the recently enacted statewide ban on real estate broker fees. The temporary restraining order comes in response to a lawsuit filed by the New York Real Estate Association after they claim the move threw the industry into mass confusion. Under the new rules, renters no longer have to pay brokers who are trying to fill vacant property for landlords. If there is a fee, the landlord must pick it up. For now, all of that is on hold. In sports, the Islanders looking good after putting the hurt on the first-place Capitals last night, winning by the final of 5-3. The Isles climbed to 32-16-6. They're only 3 points out of second place. Nets over the Pacers, 106-105. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening. Cross Bronx westbound, slowing down at DeWitt Plains Road. We're getting reports of an accident in the right lane. Delays back out by the Bruckner. It's pretty busy on the Belt. Belt Parkway East at Cropsey Avenue. Multi-vehicle accident. Delays going back out toward the Verrazano Bridge. It's still busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Bradley Ave right through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus, a lot of volume up through the Prospect. Over on the LIE westbound out by Yaphank Avenue over in Suffolk County, it looks like a serious accident here. Car right in across the median, so watch out for some extra heavy traffic there as well. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all 30 in across the board. Garden State Parkway North at 147 up into Bloomfield, a crash. 78 East exit 24, it's an accident being cleared. 15 South at Route 80, a collision there as well. And stop and go southbound Thruway in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Rain today, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where, with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Now the show's getting exciting. Now we have law enforcement wall-to-wall on the Piscopo Show. Oh, yes, we do. Dr. Porcher is staying with us. Paul DiGiacomo. We had to put an Italian in. We didn't mind. We always got in to get an extra.
I mean, where else but the Detective Bureau, right?
We got Cthulhu. Frank, you got to get in here. Frank stepped away for Paul to sit down. We need all the Italians.
I'm enemy lines, but I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it out of here.
Dr. Porcher, can I tell you about Calamine, a company, real estate? Louis Calamine, a good guy. He and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They'll be with you every step of the way, whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar. Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. Don't go online, man. You ever try to go online, try to sell your house online, do all that stuff? You can't. You got to go to Calamine & Company. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties, are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps the most impressive thing about Calamine, their 100% success rate, please. They sell 100% of properties brought to market, and no other broker can make that claim. Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. This is the number for Calamine & Company, 718-998-1100. It's 718-998-1100. Or go, please, to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio live from New York, 746. Dr. Darren Porcher is staying with us, and we are very privileged to have Dr. Porcher with his just brilliant, brilliant background, NYPD retired lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace, and former Army officer. Like, if that's not enough on the Piscopo Show, we have Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association, to join us as well. Paul, welcome to the program, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
No, you know what? Listen, first of all, gentlemen, I have to tell you, thank you for your service to the United States, to the city of New York. You put your lives on the line every single day, and it's just an impossible situation. Paul, let me ask you, if I may, and I don't want to make it political, but I will. The disrespect for law enforcement, it seems, and I don't know, is it coming out of Albany? Is it coming out of the mayor's office in New York? Are you feeling that, as head of the Detectives Endowment Association, that there's a disrespect for law enforcement at the top?
Well, there's a disrespect for quite some time now, and it's been going on for quite a few years. If you think about under this administration in the city of New York, we've lost Lewin Ramos, Brian Moore, Randolph Holder, police officer Familia, Paul Tezzullo, Detective Simonson. That's a lot of police officers' lives. And it's not just about the police officers, but it's also about the citizens of New York. There are dozens and dozens of citizens throughout the city that have been killed and shot under this administration because of the lack of support for law enforcement.
Man, oh, man. How much of a disaster, Paul, I want to ask you, and then Darren, I want to ask you, but Paul, how much of a disaster is this bail reform in New York, man?
Well, it's very troubling because we have to keep bad people in jail, and they're not keeping criminals and violent felons in jail. They're putting them back on the street to victimize the people of this great city.
Do you believe the recent uptick in violent crime that we've seen in New York is directly attributable, Paul, to this bail reform?
Oh, without a doubt. And let me say this about the uptick in crime, Joe. That's not a true reflection of the number. That number is higher because a lot of people are not coming forward and reporting the crime because of these new discovery laws. They're afraid to come forward, and that's wrong. The people that are victimized should not feel afraid to come forward to report a crime, and they should be able to support the police and go out there and let us make the arrests we have to make and put that person in jail.
Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association, Dr. Darren Porcher with us as well. You know, and as you listen, and I know, you know, Darren, I take this seriously. We have a swath of the NYPD that listen every morning, man. They listen every single morning, and I'll say to a police officer, I'll say, thanks for your service. Hey, Joe, we hear you on the radio. Thank you. So to all the police officers out there, when were you a cop, if I may? What years were you a police officer?
I was a cop from 1991, and I retired as a lieutenant in 2011.
Wow, man. So you put your time in. So, but you see the change coming, and the political correctness is literally killing us. I mean, and how do you, when you go into a stressed area, this is the question I always wonder, and Paul, you could jump in too, but let me start you with Darren, if I may. You go into an area, man, and we talked about it off mic. You go into a tough area, there's a domestic violence problem. There's something that's going wrong. God forbid somebody gets hurt on the street. It's 911. Police officers go out. Where did the disrespect start and for these people to feel, the folks in these areas, to feel that they could throw water on police officers? Or now, worse, what happened over the weekend, and shoot at police officers. When did that start, man?
Well, when we look at the evolution of policing and the disrespect against police officers, I want to say the rhetoric, it's something that goes through peaks and valleys. When we go back to the 1970s, we had more cops that were killed than any other point in time. A lot of that evolved around socioeconomics. But as the market progressed, society progressed. But Dennis, interestingly enough, when we came into the de Blasio administration, as my counterpart just mentioned, we've had a host of different officers that were assassinated, and we had three very similar cases. Yeah. We go back to the, as my counterpart stated, the assassination of officers Lewin Ramos. This was a byproduct of Mayor de Blasio's outrage in connection with the Staten Island District Attorney's unwillingness to indict Officer Pantaleo. Mayor de Blasio came out and stated that this was an outrage. He felt that his son should conduct himself a certain way when he's dealing with police officers. What that did was that rhetoric spewed a level of outrage amongst the anti-police sentiment, so to speak. So we had a madman that traveled from Maryland to New York, subsequently shot and killed two police officers in uniform in their police vehicle. We fast forwarded a couple of years later. Then we have Officer Familia that's in the same position.
Yeah.
She's sitting in her patrol vehicle up in the Bronx. We have another madman that comes, shoots and kills her while she's in her police vehicle. Then, just recently, we had another madman that attempted to shoot and kill two officers, once again, in their police vehicles. These are uniformed cops. This is a precedent that's been set forth within the de Blasio administration. And I don't feel that he's really come forth the way he should have in terms of putting in play the fortifications necessary to protect officers. So when you ask me about the rhetoric, or I want to say the anti-cop rhetoric that's coming towards the police, it's not just an attack on police officers, but it's an attack on our society as a whole, because police officers are our first line of defense.
Dr. Darren Porcher, before we let you guys go, Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association. Paul, tell me about the important role detectives played in this investigation into the Bronx shooting.
Well, first, let me say that all the members of the service in the 401 precinct, they did an amazing job. On patrol downstairs in that precinct house, and the detectives up in the detective squad and the homicide squad did an amazing job on putting this case together. And this individual will be convicted and be put in prison where he belongs for a long time. They really do a great job. They contributed a lot. They went out and got all the evidence. You had the crime scene detectives out on the scene. They put an airtight case against this individual to make sure that he's put away for a long time.
You know what, Paul DiGiacomo, thanks for your service, man.
Thank you.
And the Detectives Endowment Association. Darren, you're such a good guy, too, man. Appreciate it very much. Good to see
thanks
you.
For having
and
me.
A big shout out to the Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, who was with us yesterday, Blue Lives Matter, and to my buddy Frank Siller. We're thinking about you, Frank, and all the great work that the TunnelToTowers.org Foundation does in helping these. Yes, please.
Yes, I'd like to just say one more thing, Joe, if you don't mind.
Please.
I'd like to call on the mayor of the city of New York to support us and go up to Albany and ask the Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hastings, to reform this bail reform. We need some safeguards in place. Give the judges more power to keep violent criminals in jail and reform this discovery law where victims of crimes are not afraid to come forward to report them.
And, Paul, how about firing the parole board? Is that
another? Well, that's another whole story. We could do another hour show on that. You know, that weak parole board, there are so many people that these police officers that were killed, I think if you go back to the early 2000, 2001, every cop that was killed, I venture to say that most of the people that committed those shootings were out on parole.
Yeah.
And not only police officers, they're victimizing the people of the city also.
Heroes, right here in the studio on the show. Honored to have you here. Darren, great to see you, my friend. And always. Thank you, Paul DiGiacomo. Thanks for all the work that you're doing as well.
Great
God bless.
Thank you.
Godspeed. We got your back. Thanks for having ours. Piscopo in the morning. Hey, let's go to Debbie real quick. She's got traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, guys. Let's go out to the Cross Bronx West right at White Plains Road. It's an accident. The right lane remains blocked there. Inbound side of the GWB still holding out to a 25-minute wait. Lincoln 35, Holland 35, Garden State Parkway North at 147. A collision. 78 eastbound exit 24. An accident. Southbound Thruway still slowing down right into the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 00040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Actually, let the guys make themselves at home. Very proud to have New York's finest in the studio with us. Always honored. Hey, Perillo Tours is the Italy company. They've been hosting visitors to Hawaii for three decades. You can discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Each island is unique with its own personality. I've been there a lot of times in Hawaii. It is gorgeous. But when you go with Perillo, I know Steve Perillo. He meticulously plans these trips out. The way when we go to Italy in April, the way we went in the fall, Steve is the guy. You want to go to Hawaii with Perillo Tours. It's such a moving experience. Just listen here, if you would.
As many times as I've been to Pearl Harbor, it still affects myself as well. It's a very emotional experience. I've seen a lot of different reactions on the memorial itself. It becomes very emotional for everyone around.
I've lived all my life waiting for that moment to see that. And it was extremely moving.
As we left the Arizona Memorial, the tour guide led our group in God Bless America. It was moving.
What an experience. Really got to see Pearl Harbor. 888-PERILLO. Request the new 2020 Hawaii brochure. 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Check with your travel agent or PerilloTours.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing weather-wise? Good morning to you, Joey.
Good morning to you. A little bit of rain and drizzle around the area today, but we'll get up to 49. Dry tomorrow. We get mostly rain tomorrow night into Thursday, then much, much colder Friday into the weekend.
All right. It is going to be cold, though, throughout. And rain, when's the rain stop today, Joe?
Late afternoon.
All right.
Most of the days, it's going to be kind of wet and drizzly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. It is February. Thank you, Joe. 7:58 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Here we go. We're off and we're running now. Eric Mitchell is going to join us. Zen Sam's in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Gallagher in the 8 o'clock hour. Rick Galvin, NYC Fighter Fighter. And Stacey McCormick, my partner down at Retro Fitness. Maybe we're giving some away this morning. You never know. It's Joe Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
44 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit Service suspended on the Raritan Valley line after a train hit a tractor trailer. Happened around 7 this morning at the Cedar Avenue crossing in Middlesex Borough. That's the same spot where two women were killed in a car last month. Man was killed at the same crossing a few weeks later. No word yet on injuries or what caused today's crash. They say breaking up is hard to do, but at least it'll get you free food. Burger King giving out free Whoppers on Valentine's Day. Simply bring in a photo of your ex and swap it for a burger. The fast food chain has breakup boxes set up as part of a promotion for the Birds of Prey movie. It just opened over the weekend, but this deal only happening at locations in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Boston, and, of course, New York City. In sports, Islanders skate past the Capitals 5-3, Nets over the Pacers 106-105.